It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Go. It's the second game of all our doubleheaders. It's the loser's bracket finale with a spot in the State Legion Baseball Tournament on the line. It's Hiawatha Post 66 versus Seneca Post 21. Those just joining us, Seneca just defeated Doniphan County Post 55 4-3 in a pitcher's matchup. That was a lot of fun, in which it was the winning pitcher, Evan Olberding. He went 6 1/3. He had 5 strikeouts, 2 walks, 4 hits, and 2 earned runs in the victory. Had a couple of runs in the fifth, which ended up being the difference. Had a RBI ground out by Uphouse and a sac fly RBI by Uphouse as well. And an RBI single from Wade Leonard that gave them the edge in the victory. These two teams have played twice against each other in this season, once during the regular season and once in the championship bracket semifinal, and they have split their two matchups. Let's go ahead and send it to a break as we have the oath coming up, and then it will be the national anthem, and then following that we'll have first pitch here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is Chase Wilson, commercial lender at Community National Bank. We're committed to fueling your future business. With our expertise in commercial lending, we provide a tailored solution to help your venture thrive. As your local community bank, we understand your unique needs and offer personalized support. Experience the difference of a trusted partner who invests in your success. Join us today and unlock a world of opportunities for your business. Welcome home to Community National Bank, serving Seneca, Sabetha, Tonganoxie, Basser, Topeka, and Overland Park. Community National Bank is innovation for every generation.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4 resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Game two of our doubleheader. Let's take a look at the hitting order. First for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Hiawatha Post 66 Braves. Leading off in catching is Brant Barnhill. Batting second in pitching is Ashton Rocky. Batting third and playing in right field is Xavier Oldham. Batting cleanup and playing short is Joel Bryan. Batting fifth and playing in left field is Cooper Jacobson. Batting sixth and playing first base is Caden Smith. Batting seventh and playing third is Matthew Monaghan. Batting eighth and, playing second is Tyler Stevens. And batting ninth and playing center is Carson Gilbert. Taking a look at the defense for Seneca, it'll be Wirtz at third. Uphouse is at short. Herder is at second, and Strothman will be at first. On the mound is going to be Traven Enneking. Behind the plate is going to be Jonah Dieters once again, and left is going to be Cooper Kramer. Center is Case Kramer, and Wade Leonard is going to be in right. So the move to put Strothman at first is an interesting one. He had a terrific defensive game in Game 1 at third base. Nothing got by him, made some great scoops on one-hops, but he will be hoping to take some of that one-hopping business over to first and digging some of those balls that are a little bit low and scooping those at first. So Brandon Barnhill will lead things off. First pitch is underway, and we are underway here with game number two. So the pitch is high and away for ball one. As mentioned, these two teams split during their two previous outings. Here's a grounder right to Uphouse, and he will throw it over to first in time for out number one on the second pitch of the ball game. So their one meeting during the regular season, it was a 5-3 Seneca win all the way back on June 4th. That was right here in Seneca. The second game was rained out, and the second game was, of course, the championship semifinal in which Hiawatha won that game 6-2. As that one misses outside to Ashton Rocky, the Hiawatha starting pitcher. What a season he's had. 1-0. That one misses outside and low. Gets the backstop. Makes it 2-0. One of the best pure baseball players on both sides of the game in this entire league, as that one is taken for a strike. It was a little bit up in the zone, but right in the middle. The 2-1 is blown away for ball three. So the winner of this one will be going to state. They'll be going alongside Corning, who's already clinched their spot. Is that one in there for strike two? Hiawatha had a chance to clinch a spot for state, but they lost to Corning in the championship brackets, championship. Kind of redundant. As that ball is hit towards right field, moving over to his left is Leonard, and he'll make the catch for out number two. Yes, championship brackets final would be the better way to put it, but the final score was 6-2. That was back on Thursday. These games today were supposed to be played last night, but of course we had some precipitation and some storms in our surrounding areas that didn't allow those games to be played. So we're playing them here this afternoon on a hot and muggy day. As that one misses up to Xavier Oldham. One of the most consistent bats on this Hiawatha post-66 Braves team. 1-0 ropes to right field. Once again, Leonard tracking, and that will be caught as he backpedals to make the play. 1-2-3, and the King retires them, and the first will go to the bottom. We are scoreless here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
Farmers, it's that time of year again. The warm south winds are beginning to blow and the fields are greening up. The strong south winds can help to produce those famous Kansas thunderstorms. Don't wait until it's too late. Let SBS Insurance give you worry-free protection for maturing crops during those stormy spring days with various crop hail insurance products. Stop by your local SBS Insurance office today for all your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
SBS Insurance.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Iowa not able to get a run across in the top half of the first. Now it's Seneca Post 21's turn. Here is their hitting order. Leading off and playing center field is Case Kramer. Batting second and playing in right is Wade Leonard. Batting third and playing short is Braden Uphouse. Batting cleanup and catching is Jonah Dieters. Batting fifth and playing first is John Strothman. Batting sixth and playing in left is Cooper Kramer. Batting seventh and playing second is Garrett Herter. Batting eighth and playing third is Derek Wirtz. And batting ninth and pitching is Traven Enneking. I'd like to thank today's sponsors for today's game, Citizen State Bank and Trust of Hiawatha, C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabepa, C&K helping you get there safely, and Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, highlandcc.edu. So once again, the hitting order for Seneca is Case Kramer, Leonard, Uphouse, Dieters, Strothman, Cooper Kramer, Herter, Wirtz, and a King. And a look at the defense for Hiawatha. Rocky on the hill. Barnhill behind the plate to complete the battery from left to right in the infield. Monaghan is at third with Bryan at short, Stevens at second, and Smith at first. Left to right in the outfield, Jacobson's in the left, Gilbert in center, and Oldham in right. First pitch is hit to right field. Right there is Oldham, and he will not make the catch. Pops out of his glove, and Case Kramer reaches on an E9. He was tracking it all the way. He extended to his left, and it just popped out of there. So that will bring up Wade Leonard. Had a single in the last game, the seventh inning, and brought home a run. He also had four steals. So second and third in the fifth, and second and third in the seventh. And there goes Kramer down to second, and they got him. Barnhill with the put out on the first pitch. And this up high, and since it was up high, Barnhill had a better opportunity to get that thing down to second, and they catch him stealing after Kramer stole four bases last game. So one gone for Wade Leonard. The bases are clear. Swing and miss. Pitch that was up and away. Evens the count 1-1. And that ball roped over the leaping Bryan into left field for a base hit. The back-to-back runners reach safely. Talked about Leonard's steals, but he also had a base running mistake as well in the seventh inning. He was put out on a rifle from Austin Grable in center field. And to his credit, I thought he was going to be able to score pretty easily. That ball is hit right center field. Once again, tracking is going to be Oldham to make the catch. And that will be out number two. The ball is thrown in as Leonard gets back to first base. So retiring Braden Uphouse on the first pitch, and that will bring up Jonah Dieters with two gone. Seneca swinging early in counts here so far. Rocky looks over at first and pulling that one foul down the first base side. That was up and in. If he would have held back, that would have been pretty close to hitting him. Rocky stands back on, looks over at first. The one misses up, evens the count 1-1. Leonard with a big secondary lead is that one missing down low. Tell you what, Brant Barnhill definitely a little bit more of a test than Colter Peterson, the Doniphan County catcher. That one misses down low, making it 3-1. Supposed to be more of a credit to Barnhill and a slant at Peterson. He does have a good arm. One of the really good Doniphan County pitchers this past season. Or I guess this season, I guess, you could say. If they're back over to first, that's not going to be in time. As Leonard calls for time as he dives back, and looks like he might have hurt his shoulder a little bit. and looks like he's going to stay in the game, but he's definitely shaken up. That ball roped, foul. That makes the count full. So two gone, one runner on, and we are scoreless here in the bottom of the first. You can really tell that Leonard is not really wanting to move that shoulder very much, and there he goes. The ball is pulled. DeMonte in the third baseman. It's fair. Long throw, tough play, and it's going to get away from the first baseman. And rounding third and trying to score from third, and he's going to get there. Leonard scores from first. And it's 1-0 Seneca. So Dieters is going to reach. Oh, it should go down as an infield single, and Dieters reaches, or beg your pardon, Leonard scores on the E5. As that brings John Stroff into the plate. First pitch, that misses for ball one. Stroff in 0-for-3 last game. Reaching on a single, this one hit right to the shortstop, Brian, throw to first in time for the final out. So they strand one, they bring one home thanks to a error on the infield. We'll go to the second inning coming up next here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We played one. Seneca gets on the board first, reaching on an error, scoring on an error, rather, and it will be Trayvon Enneking, who had a quick first inning. He'll be back on the mound, of course. But 1-2-3 in the first. And the leadoff man is going to be Joel Bryan, the shortstop, batting fourth in the Hiawatha hitting order. Trying to continue on the trend for today for Seneca Post 21 of efficient pitching. Quick innings. First pitch is a little blooper. Right field, and that will be caught for out number one. Busy day for Wade Leonard. That is the third consecutive flyout to the Seneca right fielder. And that'll bring up Cooper Jacobson, left fielder for the Braves. No batting gloves, as Brandon Tatman mentioned the other day. A lot of players in this league kind of going old school. No batting gloves. First pitch inside, missing for ball one. Missing as well, a little bit low as well as inside for ball two. Man on deck, Caden Smith going to retrieve that baseball. He also rocking no batting gloves. Blue jerseys, red letters and numbers with white accent as that ball hit into center field. Case Kramer moving to his right makes catch for out number two. That is four consecutive flyouts now for post 66. And that will bring up Caden Smith. Also for Hiawatha, got the gray pants is what they're going with. And Seneca, they're continuing to go with their gray, or beg your pardon, with their white pants, with their green jerseys, yellow letters and numbers, with the hard-to-see black pinstripes. First pitch missing, 4-1. You can't really see him unless you're really up close. That one misses outside. I said in the last game that it'd look a little bit, be able to see him, the pinstripes a lot better if they were white pinstripes as opposed to black pinstripes, as that ball bounced straight back. Makes it 2-1. The two gone, bases empty. Stop the second for Hiawatha. Blooper, that will be caught. Nice catch! Extending is Strothman, the first baseman. Talked about his defensive prowess. He shows off once again. Six up, six down so far for Traven Enneking. We go to the bottom of the second. 1-0 in favor of Seneca. Here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of two, it'll be Cooper Kramer leading things off for Seneca Post 21 as they lead Hiawatha Post 66 1-0. Jared Sluppy with you. Kirk Hillman back in the booth. Post 21 got their lone run on a Wade Leonard. Well, Wade Leonard got the lone run on an error, that is. It was a single for Jonah Dieters, but then a wild throw from Matthew Monaghan at third. I got away from Smith at first. That got Leonard home. It's the first pitch. That one misses for 1-1. Low and away from Ashton Rocky, the Hiawatha starter. And how about the Seneca starter, Traven Enneking? Perfect through two. The ball sliced foul, third base side. Five consecutive pop-out slash fly-outs for those going in the outfield, one in the infield. A fantastic reaching catch by John Strothman to end the inning at first base. Bell misses up and away. 4-2 makes it 2-1. Seneca winning that last game versus Donovan County. Well, they just had three hits in their victory. Is that one in there for strike two? They had four runs with those three hits. And only one RBI base hit. They had two defensive errors compared to Donovan County's five defensive errors. And they were able to capitalize on some of those. On foul tip, out of the glove of Barnhill, though, so we'll stay alive. That's a big thing for Seneca, too. If they want to win this game and get the upset, they have to play really good defense, which they have done so far. Two, two. Blessing foul out of play. These two teams are very close in skill level. Kind of depends on any given day as to which team is better. As mentioned, these two teams in prior two meetings split those. Breaking ball in there, strike three, got Kramer looking for out number one. It was Seneca who won the regular season meeting. They played just one game, no doubleheader because of a rainout. And then in the postseason, the championship bracket semifinal, Seneca winning, or beg your pardon, Hiawatha winning that one. The two and the three seeds in this tournament, Hiawatha being the two seed and Seneca being the three. Low dribbler to Brian, charging, throwing off balance, and he still got the play. That was a tough play with that throw coming so awkwardly. Kind of threw it in between his strides. and without really any momentum either. He's on his off foot as well. So everything going wrong for him, he still completed the out, and that brings up Derek Works. So Ashton Rocky has retired the first two batters he's faced. This inning is that one in the air, foul territory, first base side, just getting out of play. Past the Hiawatha dugout for strike one. Going back on that thought about these two teams' skill levels, kind of just depends on the day. There are some games that I had seen Hiawatha play where they looked really good and deserving of that two seed and possibly competing as the one seed. That one fair down the third base side. Base hit for Wirtz. He'll round first, and he will stay there. It's a two-out single. Also, there are other days Hiawatha looked like, man, they looked really rough. And defensively, they weren't getting much going. They didn't have very good offense that day, and their pitcher was a little bit lower on the pitching chart in terms of Ashton Rocky being the one. They had other guys as well that have pitched throughout the season. So whenever Rocky wasn't pitching, it was sometimes a little bit of a mystery. That one was blown away. They have more than gotten by, though, with just Rocky. They have gotten the two seed. And now, of course, they have a chance to get back to state for the second consecutive season. Big lead at first. That one out of play. It looked like Rocky kind of slipped a little bit on his stride. His front foot kind of moved a little bit as he pitched that, but still was able to throw a good pitch to Trayvon Enneking. He's trying to help his own cause here with a runner on first and two gone. That one's out of play as well. Behind a plate over the screen. 1-0 Seneca, as mentioned. Wade Leonard scoring on an error. Already two errors for Hiawatha. That one breaking just inside, missing that one. Rocky thought he had it. Started to make his way towards the dugout. Didn't get the call, though. I think Monaghan and Brian were, too, as well. The two infielders on the left side of second base. That one pulled to Monaghan. He misplays it. It's in the left field. And that'll be another error. Wirtz is up to second, and Enneking reaches. Top of the order coming through for the second time with Case Kramer. Coming up to the plate, he reached on an error his first time up as this one's pulled foul down the third base side. Relief to Kramer because if that was fair, Monaghan was right there. All he had to do was step on the bag. There was a routine ball to right field and Oldham couldn't glove it, but Kramer would be nailed down at second on a great throw from Brant Barnhill. He was caught stealing. A one pitch, breaking ball, a late decision to swing, and he just catches a piece and fouls it off. That ball probably rode up close to his grip on that pitch. Count is 0-2. One pitch from getting out of the inning and not allowing any runs for Ashton Rocky, the Hiawatha starting pitcher. And here it comes. Breaking ball. Just missing inside. Barnhill couldn't get the call in the frame. So Kramer fights to live for another pitch, and here it comes from the stretch. That one's in there. Strike three got him looking. Second strikeout of the game and the inning as well. Two runners are left on base. It's still 1-0 Seneca. We go to the third inning. Coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
It's your choice. In healthcare, there is a common belief that you are limited to the options your specialist suggests for your ancillary services, including lab work, imaging therapy, and other diagnostic testing. The truth is, you make the decision on where you go for those services, depending upon your insurance coverage. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital provides a wide range of ancillary services to best fit the needs of you and your family. Please visit NEMVCH.com to view a list of current services. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Draven Enneking is looking really good so far for Seneca Post 21 as they lead it 1-0. And Hiawatha trying to get a read on him as they'll bring up the bottom of their hitting order to the plate. It's Matthew Momigan, Tyler Stevens, and Carson Gilbert coming up to the plate. Jared Sluppy with you. Kurt Kilman back in the booth. Legion Baseball. The Double A Zone 4 Legion Baseball Tournament Losers Bracket Championship. A spot in the state tournament on the line here this afternoon. Corning already getting a spot in the state tournament. Well, these two teams hoping to join them. First pitch from Enneking. And that one misses blown away. Ball one. No base runners, no hits, no nothing so far for Hiawatha. Trying to change that right here. Here's the 1-0. That one misses up and in for ball two. Good take for the Hiawatha third baseman. Trying to right some of those defensive errors that he's committed so far today. Here's a 2-0. That one's in there for a strike. Makes it 2-1. From the stretch, despite no base runners. That one slicing foul. A little bit late to the party on that one for Monaghan, but he hit it well. First base side, and that makes it 2-2. No strikeouts yet for Enneking. Would love to change that right here. He comes set and delivers. Outside, ball three. Full count coming up. Monaghan and Enneking battling here in the top half of the third. First pitch time was relatively close to what they were shooting for. This one sliced foul. Shooting for 4 o'clock, which pretty unrealistic. They got it at 4:20 though, which is pretty impressive considering the pretty heavy pitcher's duel went by pretty quickly. About 30 minutes in between two games. This one is hit. A little blooper in the infield, and that will be caught for out number one. Another pop out. This time to Herder, the second baseman. That is the sixth consecutive flyout slash popout. And that'll bring up Tyler Stevens. That is a little bit of a good thing for the Braves. At least they're putting it in play. It's a ground out, and then that streak is what follows that ground out. No strikeouts. His first pitch late to the party on a high fastball was Stevens. Going to miss for strike one. Now on also late, he puts that down the line, foul once again, first base side. I can say once again, that was the first time he put it. Or he was able to make contact, that is. Here comes the 0-2. Breaking ball, just missing inside. Home plate umpire has not been calling those inside pitches that are close. He has been calling them strikes so far today, so he's been consistent at least. See if he does something similar again. He goes fastball in there, strike three. So that was maybe, I think, a little bit outside, but they give him his first strikeout of the game. And that brings up Carson Gilbert, the center fielder for the Braves. Two gone here in the first. Excuse me, in the third. The first time through the hitting orders, that one misses outside for ball one. So that strike zone may be a little bit off the play on the outside, but even if it's over the play on the inside, maybe not getting that call. 1-0 swing, foul back to the screen, even to the count 1-1. Be sure to stay with us next week for State Legion baseball coverage, broadcasting both representatives from this zone as that one misses inside for ball two. both Corning and whoever wins this game here this afternoon. They'll be out in Concordia. Is that one put in play to the second baseman Herter? Slow dribbler, throw to first, is going to be in time, gone by a half step, and it is a perfect time through the first time through the hitting order for Traven Enneking. 9-up, 9-down. We go to the bottom half of the third. It's 1-0 Seneca here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Now in the bottom half of the third, it will be Wade Leonard leading things off for Seneca Post 21 as they lead Hiawatha Post 66. 1-0. I'd like to thank some of our sponsors from today's broadcast, which include Time TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Today's game is also brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com, and Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Traven Enneking has been the story of the ball game so far. The starting pitcher for Seneca, he is perfect through three. 9-up, 9-down. Done so very efficiently as well. Couple of full counts, but hard to say that that's a downside, considering the outcomes of the first pitch taken for a strike, a little bit low in the zone to Wade Leonard. I don't think he was too happy about that call. He's the lone run of the ball game. Got a base hit his first time up. This one grounded him on again. Chance to redeem himself here. Throw to first is a little bit low, and he can't scoop it. That was one that should have been caught by Smith. A little bit low, but pretty routine. And once again, it'll be an error for Hiawatha, the fourth error of this game. And unfortunately, that will go to Monaghan once again. And that will bring up Braden Uphouse. Blew out to right his first time up. Now misses outside. Ball one. Pretty big lead once again for Leonard. Didn't try to steal his last time up. This one fouled straight back for a strike. He evens it up at 1-1. Case Kramer got caught stealing in the first inning, which is why I think Leonard is a little bit hesitant. They both combined for 8 steals in their 4-3 win over Donovan County just a few hours ago. Back over to first, not in time. And Uphouse was retired on his first pitch. It was a first swing out to right field. That one misses low and in. Being more selective this time through. Already 3 hits in the game for Seneca, which matches their total from last game. Duan popped up in the air, also out of play. That's the third foul ball. Nope, that's a bigger part. That's only a second. Count is 2-2. Leadoff man, Wade Leonard, reaching on a E5. There goes Leonard. Pitch is down low, and Barnhill doesn't have a throw. It was an off-speed pitch, and it was a pitch that Barnhill was just trying to keep in front of him. So Leonard with the steal, And now Seneca has another man in scoring position. 3-2 pitch. That one grounded to the shortstop, and he will look over to second, throw to first. That's going to be low. Another ball that Smith should have had. And he'll get over to third. That will probably go down as an E3 because that was a ball that was about a foot and a half off the ground. It was definitely catchable. And Uphouse will reach. It was a good decision by Brian to make sure that Leonard backed over to second base because he was right next to him. Kind of ran, took a couple steps towards him, then threw it to Uphouse. Again, it was just a little low, but that's going to go down, unfortunately, as another error for Hiawatha. That is the fifth error of the game already. And I think there's a little bit of frustration for the infielders for Hiawatha. The runners are on the corners. Nobody out for Jonah Dieters. He had a single in the first inning, as we do have a mound visit. Failed to mention that, as the Coach Meininger is just trying to get everybody on the same page here. Dieters stands in. Ashton Rocky back on the hill. First pitch, and there goes the runner to second. Pitch is in there for a strike, no throw, and Uphouse to steal. Didn't have any steals prior to this inning. Now they have a pair. 0-1 pitch to Dieters with both runners in scoring position. That one misses outside for ball one. So Leonard at third, Uphouse at second. 1-1 pitch, nobody out. Swing and a miss, big cut there. Pitch that was a little bit outside, a fastball. Really wanted that one. Fly ball in the outfield, deep enough, will bring home their second run of the game. That's what they're looking for. And that pitch in there. Strike three, got him. Peters is down looking. Big out right there for Ashton Rocky. That brings up John Strothman. He grounded out to short his first time up. First pitch, a high fastball, a little blooper, shallow right field, and that will be caught for out number two. So I think I said that wrong. So that was the second out. I think I said earlier that they had two outs. That was the second out, so my apologies there. So after runners is on second and third with nobody out, a strikeout and a pop out, and that will bring up Cooper Kramer. The left-handed left fielder struck out looking his first time up. First pitch in the dirt. Nice stop by Barnhill as it skipped off home plate. Sometimes when it hits the home plate, it can take a higher bounce and go over the head of the catcher. Seen that quite a bit in the majors. And that one misses up for ball two. Especially if it's a breaking ball and it has that extra spin. Here's a 2-0 to Kramer, and that one's slicing foul, third base side. Make it 2-1. Will be big for Ashton Rocky's confidence if he can get out of this inning without giving up any runs. The team that has lost quite a bit of momentum, but only down by one run, is that one taken for a strike on the outside portion of the strike zone. That is a tough call for the umpire. It looked like it was maybe a little bit outside, but he got the call. The 2-2. That ball is hit to right field, and that is going to be caught. Hustling in was Gilbert, the speedster, and he made the catch for the final out. So runners on second and third, nobody out, and they are stranded. It's still 1-0 Seneca. We go to the fourth, coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Seneca leads Hiawatha 1-0. Jared Sluppy with you alongside Kurt Kilman, who's back in the booth. As of right now, a lone difference is a scoring error for Wade Leonard. Trey Bananaking is back on the hill. He's perfect through his first time through the Hiawatha hitting order, and Brant Barnhill will come back to the plate for the second time. He grounded out to short his first time up. First pitch from the Seneca starter misses low and away for ball one. So after Barnhill's ground out, talking about the first time through, he had six consecutive pop-out slash fly-outs. As this one grounded to the second baseman Herter, he'll scoop it up, throw it to first. It's going to be in time. Beat him by a step. Round number one. And after the six consecutive fly or pop-outs, it was a strikeout and then a ground-out. But that will bring up Ashton Rocky, who out to right field his first time up. Trying to get something going for the Braves, as mentioned. Now 10 up, 10 down for Trey Bananaking, as that one misses for ball one. Those just joining us, Seneca had something going in the third, with runners on second and third, both reaching on the error. But they were both stranded after a mound visit, as that one's taken for a strike. A very good, timely mind visit, this mound visit by head coach Ryan Meininger. Strikeout, pop-out, fly-out is how that inning ended. Breaking ball, right back to the screen. Make it one and two. And that really does a lot for a team when you get out of a jam like that. It boosts the momentum, gets your team going, saying, let's go, let's get some runs now. And see if they can generate some offense here as that one misses outside, evens the count two and two. Loser Bracket Championship, AA Zone 4 Legion Baseball Tournament here on KNZA. That one misses low and away, makes the count full, 3-2. And a king comes set, and here's the pitch. And that one misses, first base runner of the day for the Braves, and it's on a base on balls for Ashton Rocky. Multiple pitches that time through for Enneking, just holding on to that baseball for a split second too long and missing him outside, and that brings up Xavier Oldham. He also flew out to right field his first time up. We're back over to first, not in time. Rocky does have some wheels. We'll keep an eye on him. And his first move on the throwback to first was to second base, not back to first. So he might be going here. There he goes. Pitch is a breaking ball that misses up high. Throw down to second. Not in time. Gets by the shortstop Herter and is stopped by Uphouse, the shortstop, and that's a steal. First time today that they have a base runner, and now the first time today they have a runner in scoring position. Chance for Hiawatha to tie this game up if Xavier Oldham can pull through here. 1-0 pitch. That one hit opposite way, and that is down for a base hit past the extended glove of Stroffman. Rounding third and coming home is Rocky. The throw is going to be cut off, and we are tied. Just like that. Looked like Seneca had all the momentum, and it started with runners on second and third last inning, but then Hiawatha able to get out of the jam, and now they get an RBI double from Xavier Oldham. And that will bring up Joel Bryan. He, just like Oldham and Rocky, flew out to right field his first time up. First pitch, and that one missing for ball one outside. That one had some backdoor break on it. Looked like it was just a fastball, though. 1-0, swinging a foul tip into the glove of Dieters. Evens the count 1-1. Comes set and delivers and kind of just slaps this one, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Just kind of threw his bat, and Joel Bryant makes good contact and puts it into center field, and there are runners on the corners. Multiple base runners for the first time today for Hiawatha Post 66, and they're hoping to do some more damage with Cooper Jacobson now at the plate. Who out to center field his first time up. Still just one out. Double play would end the inning, though. There goes the runner. Pitch is taken for a ball and misses outside, and Brian easily able to get in there for a steal. No throw. Now both runners in scoring position. 1-0. That one in there for a strike. Chance for Hiawatha to take the lead. 1-1. Sliced out of play. Strike two. Be big right here for Enneking if he could get a strikeout right here and get to two outs. He would then face Caden Smith, who is on deck. Big moment in this ball game right here. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, waits for it, pops it up. Foul territory, playable for Wirtz, and he'll make the catch for out number two. Big timeout. And a chance for Enneking to get out of this inning, giving up just one run. That brings up Caden Smith. Popped up to first this first time up. Nice little extending catch from Strothman. First pitch misses blown away for ball one. A one-out walk for Ashton Rocky got this run started. And then a RBI double from Xavier Oldham, followed by a single by Joel Bryant. That ball is hit pretty well to left field, but there to possibly make the play is going to be Cooper Kramer. He will make the catch for the final out. So they surrender a run, but just one. They strand two. We are tied 1-1. We're halfway home coming up next here on 103.9 FM KNZA. Actually, we'll go ahead and keep it right here. So those just joining us, it is a RBI double from Xavier Oldham that gets the Braves onto the board. Despite Trayvon Enneking being perfect through his first three innings, and he retired his first 10 batters. Then it was a walk by Rocky, an RBI double by Oldham, and then a single from Joel Bryan. And able to strand the runners there as Jacobson popped up in the infield and Caden Smith flew out to left field. So two hits, no errors, and two left on base. So even though they give up the run, definitely have to like the fact that he only gave up the one run as we go to the fourth inning. And it will be the bottom of the order coming up through for the second time for Seneca Post 21, Garrett Herter, Derek Wirtz, and Trayvon Enneking. Trayvon Enneking. I'd like to thank our sponsor for today's broadcast. And that would be Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? So far, Ashton Rocky is trying to get by despite some lackluster defense, which has committed five errors in the first three innings. He himself has surrendered three hits and also doesn't have any walks allowed. So not a terrible game for Ashton Rocky by any means, but as of right now, his defense has not been able to help him out. However, we are still tied 1-1. The Herter comes to the plate after grounding out his first time up as that one misses low for ball one. Hard to believe that summer baseball is starting to wind down already as that one foul tip into the glove of Barnhill. Swing and a miss. Evens the count 1-1 as we just have the state tournament coming up next week, and then it's on to fall. Hard to believe that. My goodness. 1-1 pitch. That one, this is down low. Skips away from Barnhill. Coming up on being here at Kansas Land Radio for a year already. Hard to believe that as we get volleyball started here in about a month or so, maybe closer to 5 weeks, as that one misses, makes it 3-1. And then football starts first Friday in September. Be sure to stay tuned for our updates about our Pigskin preview, which will be released coming up in a few weeks as this ball grounded to Monaghan at third and throw over to first is in time for out number one. Really excited with how Pigskin preview is turning out so far this year. Looking forward to see it on paper. This will be my first Pigskin preview. Did the basketball preview, but didn't get to do the football one. I arrived in Hiawatha mid-August last year, so didn't get to contribute to that, but something that when I got here, I was really excited about doing this year. This ball is roped down the line, right to short. Brian, throw over to first in time for out number two. Put two outs here in the home half of the fourth. Now bring up Traven Enneking, trying to help his own cause. He reached on error his first time up. Enneking. Hiawatha's football team hoping to make some improvements and stay a lot healthier after a rough 2022. That one misses inside for ball one. As for Omaha Central, they'd love to repeat as state champs. Losing a few pieces from last year's team, though. That one fouled off, breaking ball, back to the screen. Evens got 1-1. Certainly doable. They have a lot of great pieces still on that team. Here's the 1-1. Now on just a tad outside. Rocky also likes to work from the stretch with no base runners. That one grounded to short once again. Brian knocks it down off of his shoulder. Throw to first in time. That is a 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth. Momentum heading towards Hiawatha's favor. We go to the top of the fifth. We played four. It's still 1-1. You're listening to Legion Baseball here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Seth here with you with the Kinsland Radio Roadshow as we have made our way over to Highway 75 and Sac and Fox Casino. As tonight, had a lot of fun things going on tonight, including Good Vibrations. Come out and celebrate the music of the Beach Boys. A tribute band is going to be here tonight performing at 8 o'clock in their Silver Fox showroom here tonight. Doors will open at 6:30 for the concert, so you got plenty of time to get out here for that free concert again tonight here at Sac and Fox Casino. Like I said, plenty to do here at Sac and Fox, plenty of gaming, lots of chances to win, but also you could win at the Lodge Buffet as they have their Saturday night buffet going on. It's all-you-can-eat carved prime rib and shrimp, and that's going on now until 10 o'clock tonight, so you can get that before you head off to the concert. And they're also going to be giving away some money after the show. Make sure you stop by the Players Club desk to get your ticket for the $3,500 in cash and free play after the show. Drawing tickets will be distributed to concert attendees only prior to the show. So if you want to get in on some of that cash and free play, you need to stop by the Players Club desk when you get here before the show tonight at 8 o'clock. Like I said, doors open for Good Vibrations, the celebration of Beach Boys music tonight at 6:30. That's when the doors open, and then the concert's at 8 o'clock. Seth Tollefson, again, reporting here on Kinsland Radio at Sac and Fox Casino. Come see me.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, thanks for that report, Seth. As Matthew Monaghan will not be batting to lead things off for Hiawatha post 66. It will instead be a pinch hitter. And that's Gannon Becker. That one pulled foul down the line after a first pitch ball, so count is even 1-1. Gannon Becker, number 7, one of the four backups for this Hiawatha team. It's very versatile as that ball is hit in the air right at Case Kramer, the center fielder, not having to move much, you know, make the catch for out number one. They've also used Kate Pyle and Cooper Wishrup quite a bit off this Hiawatha bench, and that will bring up Tyler Stevens. Struck out looking his first time up. We are all knotted up 1-1. Hiawatha scoring on an RBI double from Xavier Oldham last inning. This one slowly chopped On the run is Herder. Flip it over to first in time for out number two. Trayvon Enneking retired his first 10 batters. He was perfect until he walked Ash and Rocky, and then that Oldham double and a Joel Bryan single. But right after that, retired his next four. And Carson Gilbert, the ever quick center fielder, first pitch in there, strike one. Enneking comes set. Swinging at a pitch that's at nose level and missing. Makes it 0-2. Not the best decision that time. Would love to take that one back. Breaking ball just kind of slaps at it. This could be a close play. Second baseman Herder can't get it there in time. Infield single on kind of a swinging bunt from Carson Gilbert. So that will bring up Brant Barnhill. Third time through the hitting order for the Braves. A couple of ground outs. Pretty small lead over there first for Gilbert. And it grows it a little bit. First pitch, low and away, ball one. Enneking still hoping to quickly get out of this fifth. And there goes Gilbert. Pitches up. The throw down to second is going to be in time. He got him. Second time that a runner has got caught stealing today, but the first time that it was from the arm of Dieters. So we go to the bottom half of the fifth, and it is 1-1 still. He'll be right back in a minute here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets satisfaction.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Going to the bottom of the fifth, Ashton Rocky has retired his last six batters. He'll take on the top of the Seneca order as Seneca leads Hiawatha. Oh, wait, no, I beg your pardon. It's 1-1. Forgot about that equalizing run. Jared Sluppy with you. Kurt Kilman back in the booth. Case Kramer, 0-for-2 on the day, reached on an error in the first and was caught stealing, and he struck out looking in the second. So it's been a while since he's come to the plate. He'll now dig in against the Hiawatha starter that's really gotten it going here. First pitch, chop foul, third base side. That rally where he started the six consecutive batters retired. That was in the third inning after two batters reached on errors. Oh, one pitch, breaking ball, just missing up. Wade Leonard reached on an error to start the third. Uphouse did the same thing, and they both advanced over to second and third respectively. Then strikeout, pop out, fly out. And the inning, and then they went 1-2-3 last inning. This one right back. Come back here to Rocky. Flips it over to first in time by a half step for out number one. Took his time a little bit with that one, but that has now seven retired in a row for Rocky. Now bring up Wade Leonard for the third time today. He is 1-for-2, reaching on that error from the third inning in a single in the first. He is the team's lone run as well. He scored on an error. 5 errors, by the way, for Hiawatha's defense. Those all came in the first 3 innings. First pitch, that one misses outside for ball 1. Trying to clean the defense up and keep Ashton Rocky's confidence high as that one swung on and missed. Leonard swung underneath that pitch, and that evens the count 1-1. That one's in there. Backdoor off-speed pitch makes it 1-2. Beautifully done. Well, maybe that wasn't an off-speed pitch, but it had some run on it that brought it back into the strike zone from the outside to the right-handed right fielder, Wade Leonard. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Pitch was up at his shoulders. Strike 3, and that's his first strikeout since the 3rd inning. And that'll bring up Braden Uphouse. 0-2, reaching on that error, as mentioned in the 3rd, and flew out to right field in the 1st inning. Dean, if he can match that Trayvon Enneking 10 retired in a row at the beginning of the game. First pitch, that ball is hit in the air, playable for Oldham, who's been pretty busy today, and he will make the catch. For round number 3, back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Ashton Rocky, and we are still 1-1. We go to the 6th inning coming up here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Wish your vehicle look new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Another game, another pitcher's duel here in Seneca. Winner of this one heading to state. Hiawatha post 66-1, Seneca post 21-1. Top of the order coming up for the Braves in the top of the 6th. Trayvon Enneking trying to get back into a groove. Briefly lost it in the 4th inning, giving up a walk and then a pair of hits, but since then, it's starting to get back into the rhythm. Gave up a base hit with 2 outs in the 5th, but then he was caught stealing. So Brent Barnhill coming to the plate for the 3rd time today, grounded out in the 1st and once again in the 4th. Barnhill saw a couple pitches in last inning. That one, first pitch into the left-handed batter's box for ball 1. Same thing. Trying to get that timing down. Now it's now 2-0. Starting to feel a little bit fatigued as we are now in the very latter of this ball game, as that ball is hitting the air, left up in the zone a bit, but got under it. Shallow right field and playable. I'll be caught for Herter, the second baseman, for out number 1. That brings up Ashton Rocky. Walked his last time up with 1 out in the 4th. He is the lone run of the ball game as well. Ended up stealing 2nd and scoring on the Xavier Oldham RBI double. And Oldham is currently on deck. First pitch, that one outside. That's been his common miss. That's where he missed to Rocky multiple times in that 4th inning walk. That was the first base runner he had surrendered all game. He retired his first 10. This one chops to the shortstop, fielded cleanly, a long throw to first, quick throw in time, got him by a half step. Nice throw by Braden Uphouse. Round number 2. Mentioned the Nemaha Central state winning quarterback. Showcasing his cannon there, and that will bring up Xavier Oldham. First pitch, he puts it in the air to right field, backing up is Leonard, and that will be caught. Good hustle, backing up. Back-to-back, three batter innings for Treyvon Enneking, and we'll go to the bottom of the sixth. It's 1-1 here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Now time for the bottom of the sixth. It's still 1-1. Been at that since the top of the fourth. And it'll be Jonah Dieters, the cleanup hitter for Seneca Post 21, leading things off. In Hiawatha, Post 66 starter Ashton Rocky, still wheeling and dealing. He is now retired. Nine batters in a row, stretching back to when he had runners on second and third and nobody out in the third inning. Treyvon Enneking retired his first 10 batters of the game, trying to match that total right here. First pitch. And that one out of play, first base side. Another terrific pitcher's duel. Last game, it was Cooper Eberle for Donovan County and Evan Olberding for Seneca. As that one misses, Stevens got one and one. Now it's Ashton Rocky of Hiawatha and Treyvon Enneking of Seneca. 1-1, that one misses up and in. Forces Dieters off the plate. Rocky right back to it. That one misses almost behind the head of Dieters. Hitter friendly count coming up for the Seneca catcher. Here's a 3-1. Snap ball roped, and that is fair over the head of Monaghan, the third baseman. Becker, who's now playing third. And that's going to be a double. He hustles his way for an extra base hit. And that's their first hit since the second inning. Leadoff double for Dieters, and that brings up John Strothman in Seneca, who had their momentum at the beginning of the game and then proceeded to lose it, has now got something going here in the bottom of the sixth. That ball hit to the shortstop, Brian. Throw to first is going to be in time, and that will hold Dieters over there at second. Good job by Brian to look at him, make sure that he stayed, and threw a nice quick throw over to Smith. And one is gone, and that'll bring up Cooper Kramer. He hasn't had a at-bat since the third inning. He is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a flyout. A bit of a sigh of relief for Ashton Rocky after giving up a leadoff double to Jonah Dieters. That ball slicing, third base side near the dugout of Seneca, but over the mesh and out of play. Makes it 0-1. And a reminder that Seneca is the home team, so if they do happen to break this tie, all they have to do is get those final three outs. And they will be on the state. Rocky comes set, looking back at second, now fires home. In there, strike two on the outside portion of the strike zone. That was a great pitch by Rocky, right on the edge of the zone. The 0-2, there goes the runner. That one slides foul, and Peters will have to retreat back to second. Interesting decision to try to get him over to third, but I don't mind that at all, considering get him over to third, and you'll have one out and a chance to get a sac fly to bring home that go-ahead second run. Here's the 0-2. Outside, runner does not go this time. Barnhill goes to his left to retrieve that baseball. One, two, hit in the air. Right center, that will be caught. And Peters will stay. Kramer is down on a flyout to Gilbert in center field. Two gone for Garrett Herter, trying to strand Peters at second after a leadoff double. Herter 0 for 2 with a pair of ground outs. There goes Peters again, the pitch in there for a strike. The throw down is going to be in time. Did he get around the tag? No, he did not, and he is out by a mile. So Hiawatha gets out of the jam, and we go to the seventh, still tied 1-1 on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
It's county fair season, and that means it's time for area 4-H'ers to be rewarded for all their hard work on their projects. Hi, this is Linda Ross of Union State Bank. As you support the events happening at your county fair, know that we are right there alongside you. Union State Bank is proud to support the farmers, businesses, and families that make each area we serve so unique. We are looking forward to celebrating your successes and enjoying what it means to be part of a local community. Union State Bank, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We go to the seventh, and Hiawatha trying to break the tie after they gave up a leadoff double, but stranded him. Well, they didn't even strand him. They got him out on a 2-5 caught stealing down to third base. Jared Sluppy with you alongside Kirk Hillman back in the booth. Winner of this game goes to the State Legion Baseball Tournament next week. We'll have coverage of that. Brandon Tamman will be out in Concordia covering that for us. And leading things off for the Hiawatha Post 66 Braves here in the top of the seventh is going to be Joel Bryant. He is 1-for-2 with a single. As that ball is going to squeeze through for a base hit into left field in between Uphouse and Wirtz. The multi-hit day for Joel Bryan. He is one of two players for either team with multiple base hits and the only player for Hiawatha. Cooper Jacobson now stands in. He is 0-for-2 with a flyout and a pop-out. First pitch misses inside and low for ball one. I would assume that Hiawatha might not be as aggressive on the base paths here as that ball is lined right to second, and Herter can't get it out of his glove and fire it at first in time. He'll hold on to it. So Bryan stays at first after the lineup by Jacobson. Now been a very tough play back to first. And Bryan is walking over to the dugout here. I think he's getting some water. I think he might have accidentally gotten some dirt in his mouth after diving headfirst back into first base. Looks like that's what happened. Glad to see he's okay, and we are ready to go with Kane Smith coming up. First plate appearance since the fourth inning. He's 0-for-2 with a pop out to first and a fly out to left. Double play ends the inning here. Ryan at first. First pitch to Smith. And that one in there, strike one to the right-handed hitting first baseman for the Hiawatha Post 66 Braves. Smith looks down to his third base coach, Ryan Meininger, the head coach as well of the Braves. There goes the runner. Was wrong about them being aggressive, and the throw down not in time. And Brian is now in scoring position with one out in the seventh. Base hit in the right spot gives them the go-ahead run. Braves are in a good position right here. And that one in there for a strike, despite Peters having to slide to his left to make the catch. He wanted a pitch that was a little bit further outside. That makes it 1-2. Some umpires, if you have to move like that, they're not going to give you that call. 1-2 pitch. That ball is hit well into the gap, possibly. It's backhanded, and it's going to have to eat it. It's short. Infield base hit. Caden Smith reaches, and Joel Bryan over to third. No throw. And there are runners on the corners with one out for Gannon Becker. He took the position of Matthew Monaghan at third and the seventh spot in the hitting order. And we're going to have a pinch runner. Cade Pyle is going to come in and run for Caden Smith. See if they possibly can get a quick steal to avoid a double play situation, which would get them out of this inning. And most likely, Gannon Becker will be taking the pitch here for just that reason. See if they maybe try to pick off Pyle. Strothman, the first baseman, holding him on. Enneking comes set. Here's the pitch. And that one misses low and away. It was a terrific start of the inning for Trayvon Enneking. He retired his first 10 batters until the fourth inning, gave up a walk, an RBI double, and then a single. Since then, he's been really good. But here in this inning, he's given up a couple of base hits. His dive back on the pickoff attempt, not in time. Five hits surrendered for Enneking on the game. And just one walk. Here's the 1-0 pitch from the Seneca starter. That one misses outside, and a easy steal for Pyle. Nobody holding, or rather, nobody over at second with the infield in. So a steal for Cade Pyle. And now a mound visit here. Are they going to switch pitchers here, or is this just going to be a mound visit? We'll see. The runner's on second and third with one out here in the top half of the seventh. It's a 2-0 count coming up. Gannon Becker did a good job of taking a couple of pitches that were not in the zone. Now Ryan Meininger checking up with his base runners here and his batter as well. And they will rock with Enneking still. As mentioned, Becker 0-for-1. And now Becker is going to be... Oh, they're going to intentionally walk Becker here. So that will bring up Tyler Stevens. He is 0-for-2, a strikeout and a groundout. Number 8 in hitting order. Bases loaded, one out, top of the 7th. Infield in, first pitch, breaking ball, just missing. Maybe a little bit low, maybe a little bit in. Defining moment of this ball game right here. Here's the 1-0. High fastball popped up in the air, shallow left field, in foul territory, third base side, and that will be caught, and runners will have to stay. That was Uphouse, the shortstop, who caught that, again in foul territory. And a huge second out. And that brings up Carson Gilbert. 1-for-2 with a single in the fifth, but he was caught stealing. Bases are still loaded with two outs. First pitch from Enneking, and that ball is roped, and that is right at Uphouse and caught. and they get out of the inning with runners or with the bases loaded and one out. Go to the bottom of the seventh, chance for Seneca to win it. Coming back here in 60 seconds on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus and Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KNZA.
Going to the bottom of the seventh, Seneca trying to walk it off. It'll be the bottom of the hitting order coming up with Herter, Wirtz, and Enneken coming to play. But Ashton Rocky has been hitting his stride here late in the game. Since having runners on second and third with nobody out in the third, he has retired 12 of his last 13, or he's retired, 11 of his last 12. And the only man he didn't retire was Jonah Dieter's last inning, but he was caught stealing at third. First pitch to Garrett Herter, that one in there, strike one. He is over two with a pair of ground outs to the left side of the infield. One to short and one to third. 1-1 our score. First pitch popped up. Might stay in play behind home plate for Barnhill, and he will scoop it. Basket catch behind home plate, moving to his left, making it route number one. And that will bring up Derek Wirtz. He is 1-for-2. He had a single in the second inning, but he was stranded. Those just joining us, the only runs of the game coming on an error for Seneca. We had Leonard scoring from third. His ball is grounded to short. On the run is Bryan, and it goes underneath his glove. And Seneca has a base runner. Mentioned how early on in the game, Hiawatha's defense had struggled, and their first error since the third inning, they had five in those first three innings. And now a pinch runner, that's going to be Jaden Thomas. And he'll jog out to first base. And that will bring up Traven Enneking. That's for Hiawatha's lone run. That came in the fourth inning. That was an RBI double from Xavier Oldham. First pitch from Rocky. That ball, blooper, infield, playable. And that will be caught for out number two for Stevens. A couple of infield pop-outs. This inning should be over, but we still play on thanks to an error. And that will bring up Case Kramer. Kramer reached on an error in the first, but was caught stealing. He struck out in the second and grounded out in the fifth. As the hitting order comes through for the fourth time today. Back over to first nine time. Should this game be extended to the eighth inning, it'll be the top of the order coming up for Hiawatha, Barnhill, Rocky, and Oldham. And that one up and in. Not ducking out of the way, but definitely wouldn't have blamed him if he did. That was only a few inches from his face. Here's the 1-0 from Rocky. That one's in there for a strike, even though the count. Winner of this game goes to state. Dan Seneca walk it off here in the bottom of the seventh. There goes the runner. Pitch in there. Throw down, trying to get Thomas. Can't get there. He's in there standing. And now a base hit in the right spot wins the ball game. Pitch was taken for a strike. It is now 1-2. Stevens holding him on at second. Now drifts back over. Breaking ball. Hit well to left field. Backing up is Jacobson. And that is going to be down for a base hit. And that will do it. A walk-off RBI double to go to state. That ball was tattooed to left field. And they win the ball game. Final score 2-1. And congratulations to Seneca for advancing to state. We'll wrap this one up here in a couple minutes. We'll come back with post-game coverage here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Seth Tollefson again here at Sac & Fox Casino for the Kansasland Radio Roadshow as we have come back to Sac & Fox Casino tonight as they have another great concert tonight as they have a Beach Boys tribute band here tonight. It's going to be an awesome night. 6:30 is when the doors will open and the concert starts at 8 o'clock. I'm here with Sac & Fox General Manager Eric Wright. And Eric, you got a great show. You've had them here before and they're back. Tell us about the band.
Yes, they are very popular with our guests. They were here a few years ago, and so we're looking forward to hearing them tonight. And, of course, if a guest comes to the concert, which is totally complimentary, they can get a ticket from the Winners Club. And after the concert, we draw 20 tickets, and you can win up to $500 in free play or cash. I think the lowest you get is $100, so it should be fun.
Yeah, and I've been here for just a little bit now, and I've already seen four or five people already coming in and getting those tickets ready to go. I know people are already here waiting for the show tonight, so it's going to be a great time. But they could also come in and hit up the lodge before the meal. You got a great buffet tonight.
Absolutely. We have our prime rib buffet tonight, and that's our most popular. And so there usually is a line right away, but we have seats to cover anybody, and so if you come in, enjoy the prime rib buffet, and please enjoy the slot machines and what we have to offer, and go to the show. Enjoy the Beach Boys tribute.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night. And again, we're up here in Northeast Kansas. You don't got to go to the big city. We're right up here. Just come on out if you're looking for something to do tonight. Tonight sounds like tonight.
It sounds like a good plan. So if you're on the road and trying to figure out what to do, stop at Sac & Fox Casino.
All right. Again, that is Eric Wright, General Manager here at Sac & Fox Casino. I'm hanging out here this evening for a couple hours. Come by, say hi to me. I'll gladly catch up with you. Again, here, everybody listening to Kansasland Radio, we'd love to come see you. Again, reporting live with the Kansasland Radio Roadshow, I'm Seth Tollefson.
KNZA.
2-1, our final. Seneca walks it off in the bottom of the seventh. Jared Sluppy back with you. What a terrific way to end the season before going to state for Seneca. A RBI double for Case Kramer to win the ball game. Let's run through our stats and wrap this thing up. Starting off for Hiawatha, Brent Barnhill went 0-for-3. Ashton Rocky was 0-for-2 with a run and a steal. Xavier Oldham was 1-for-3 with an RBI double. Joel Bryan was 2-for-3 with a pair of singles and a pair of steals as well. Cooper Jacobson was 0-for-3. Caden Smith was 1-for-3 with a steal and a single. Matthew Monaghan was 0-for-1, and Gannon Becker was 0-for-1 as well. Tyler Stevens was 0-for-3, and Carson Gilbert was 1-for-3 with a single. And their starting pitcher, Ashton Rocky, picks up the loss. He goes seven innings. He goes 6 2/3 innings. And he gives up 0 earned runs, but 2 runs total, 5 hits, no walks, and 4 strikeouts. And as for the Seneca Post 21, well, they don't have a nickname, but they are heading to state, and Case Kramer goes 1-for-4 with the RBI double being his lone base hit. He also reached on error and was caught stealing. Wade Leonard was 1-for-3 with a single and a run as well as a stolen base. Braden Uphouse was 0 for 3, but he got a steal reaching on an error. Jonah Dieters was 2 for 3 with a double and a single. John Strothman was 0 for 3, so was Cooper Kramer and Garrett Herter. Derek Wirtz was 1 for 3, and Trayvon Enneking was 0 for 3. And Trayvon Enneking, how about his day on the rubber? He went the distance, got the win, 7 innings, 2 strikeouts, 2 walks, 5 hits, and 1 earned run. Not too difficult to crown our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, and it has to be the man who is responsible for the victory. That's Case Kramer, the RBI walk-off double to win the ball game, and he is going to get a free meal at McDonald's, and also so will his teammate, Evan Oberding, who got the last one, so he'll be able to hand them out to a pair of Seneca players, and on top of that, Seneca is headed to state. A fun time here at Zone once again here in 2023, but that wraps it up. As mentioned, we'll have coverage of the state tournament coming up next week in Concordia. Brandon Tapman will be there, so be sure to stay tuned for all the details up on our website, mscsports.net. Until then, thanks so much for listening. Have a great rest of your weekend. This is Jared Sluppy, Kirk Hillman back in the booth. Thanks so much for all of his great work. As always, 2-1 Seneca wins it here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.